Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is more. Jesus is more.
Whoa,
whoa, whoa. Jesus is more. Jesus is more.
Ooh, yeah.
Jesus is more.
Everybody wants a hero. Everybody needs a friend. A shoulder to lean on. Everybody needs a helping hand. Well, you ought to try Jesus. Said it's just a prayer away. See, he can make your burdens light. Turn your midnight in the day,
yeah.
He's so much more than a healer. When you're feeling kind of down, that is more than able. I know, I know he can turn your life around. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
We're more.
Only
Jesus, only Jesus.
More than a miracle,
more than a miracle. Change my
life.
Don't you know it made me right? Now I can do all things.
Jesus,
I love
you.
Whatever you may go through in life, you can make it if you try. Remember, the power's not in you, but it's all in Jesus Christ. He can fight your every battle. Oh Lord, he can win the fight. Just call him when you need a friend. Be his morning, noon, or night. Oh, there ain't no secret what my God can do.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Roger Jones. We kindly ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Jones, you are on the air.
Good morning and welcome to Words of Encouragement. We appreciate you for tuning in and we're trusting and praying that you had a wonderful Christmas during the holiday season and that everything is well with you and with yours. We're in James chapter 2, verse number 25. This is what James had wise. Also, was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way? For as the body, without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead. James has been explaining about the necessity and the importance of faith, and he has used some illustrations to try to get his readers, those of us who are reading in the 21st century, what faith is all about. Rahab, the harlot, who proved her faith by works. Why mention Rahab and not end the discussion with Abraham? The point has already been clearly shown in Abraham. The living faith proved itself in works. Why then discuss Rahab the harlot? Because she was a harlot, the very lowest of society. Even the lowest person who claimed to believe in God must do good works. They must clean up their lives and follow God. Rahab did. When the spies for Israel were being downed by the Jericho soldiers, she hid them. Why would she betray her country and protect the Israelite spies? Because she believed in God and his promises. She said to the spies, I know that the Lord has given you the land, for the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. She believed in God. Therefore, she acted. She put her faith to work. The conclusion is descriptive. James says, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Beloved, a body without the spirit or breath is dead. It does not move, act, live, or work. It is empty, totally useless, and worthless. It is a dead body. So it is with faith. Faith without works is dead. It does not move. It does not act. It does not live. It does not work. Faith without works is empty, totally useless and worthless. It does not live for Christ. It does not follow him in righteousness or purity, nor work for him in reaching people and meeting the needs of a destitute world. But Rahab, being one of the lowest individuals in her community, yet she is used by James to illustrate what faith looks like. So when we hear our denominational friends say that once saved, always saved, you can live. Once you're saved, you can live any kind of way you want to. You can't lose your salvation. There's nothing that you can do to lose it. Rahab speaks otherwise. Because of her low standing morally in society, she realized that just believing in God and trusting him was not enough. She had to clean her life up. That's what faith does. Faith causes us to move in a different direction from the direction in which we have come from. In Matthew chapter 20 and verse number 28, even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. Luke 9:23, and he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily
and follow me. Can't you see what faith does? It causes one to deny himself, to follow after Christ. John 20 and 21, then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you, as my Father has sent me, even so send I you. John 21, verse number 16, and he said unto them again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my sheep. Jesus says to Peter, if you really love me, if you believe and trust me, you will do the works that I have given you to do. Feed my sheep. The Apostle Paul in Galatians chapter 6 and verse number 2, he had this sentiment. Bear ye one another's burdens. And in so doing, what are we doing, Paul? And so fulfill the law of Christ. The law of Christ demands that those of us who are in the body of Christ must help bear the burdens of our brothers and our sisters. Mind you, there are some burdens that they will have to bear themselves when they stand before God. Every man shall give an account of the things that he's done in this body, whether it be good or whether it be evil. That is the Apostle Paul's sentiment. But so then, Paul says that we must bear one another's burdens, and when we do that, we are fulfilling the law of Christ. Galatians 6 and verse number 10. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Paul in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 17 and 18, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth richly all things to enjoy, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, or giving meet the needs of those in need. And last but not least, this apostle, James chapter 4, verse number 17. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Beloved, we must believe God. We must trust God. But faith is what moves us to obey God, to clean up our lives, to change directions from the direction in which we were going before we accepted Christ and obeyed him. Clean up our lives by changing unrighteousness with righteousness and purity. Not because we are earning our salvation, not because we have demanded of God our salvation, but because our faith moves us to demonstrate to Christ and to the world, this is how much I trust him. This is how much I love him. I love him enough because he said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. The motivating factor for changing directions, for trusting God and believing God and adding righteousness to our lives is loved. We are very appreciative for that. We demonstrate it in our actions by changing directions and going in the direction that God would have us to go. Shall we pray? Our Father and our God who art in heaven, we once again thank you. You've been better to us than we have been to ourselves. And because of that, Father, we realize that without you, we can do nothing. Thank you, Father, for this year. Thank you for the changes that we have made. But we ask for strength to make the changes that we yet need to make, that we may bring glory and honor to your name, that we will learn to love our brothers and our sisters and our fellow man genuinely. the type of love that you have for the world, even though they are lost. Father, we ask that you bless Brother Bradshaw, the church there, and for this program. We ask that you bless each and every minister that participates in this program. We ask that you will continue to bless Sister Danielle, bless all that are on the call this morning. Help us to walk worthy of the vocation wherein you have called us, that we may bring glory and honor to your majestic name, and that will be enough. In Christ Jesus' name we pray and ask it all. Amen.